This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The emergency room at Baton Rouge General's Mid-City Hospital shuts down tomorrow, an unintended consequence of privatizing Louisiana's charity hospital system. Baton Rouge Representative Pat Smith asks State Health Secretary Kathy Kleber if there's more to come.
Do you have any idea on whether or not we might see something similar happening across the state?
There are going to be hospitals that do struggle, as we saw here with Baton Rouge Mid-City.
Some $407 million in potential health care funding may not materialize in the next fiscal year, as it is based on cutting the refundable portion of more than a dozen tax credits. The governor's budget proposal is already $142 million shy of what the private partners requested.
Do you foresee a possibility of these partnerships coming back to the table, backing out? What's kind of your crystal ball vision there?
Certainly, I would see the possibility of the partners coming back and some requesting to be out of their agreement, or they would have to significantly reduce services.
Will we see people just not getting care at all?
Representative Pat Smith wonders aloud, then pushes DHH Secretary Kleber to acknowledge how bad things could actually get.
Since we are already in a very detrimental place when it comes to health outcomes, that would be even more detrimental to us as a state. Wouldn't you agree?
I certainly would agree, yes.
If the public-private partnerships crash and burn, it's unclear who will provide medical care for Louisiana's poor and uninsured. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.